team quite a bit today. He's a great teammate. He's humble. He's got a commitment to getting better every day and doesn't really let things influence him. In the NBA, that's an easy thing to have happen. So we're very fortunate, but we're going to build with him, and we're not necessarily going to just build around him. He's a young player in the league, and we have to allow him time to find himself as a player and develop, and this year was certainly one step in that direction.
Is there a difference in building with him as opposed to building around him, or is that just semantics?
I don't necessarily think it's semantics. I think what it is us, continuing to allow him to evolve as a player, and there's still so much room for him to grow in so many ways, and we need to allow him the space to do that, find himself, and continue to grow from a basketball standpoint, from a competitive standpoint, from an emotional standpoint, and we're just thrilled to be involved in that process.
Is it accurate to say that he's at the center of any rebuilding project?
Well, clearly, his talent level and his competitiveness are huge building blocks for our team. And we're going to continue to watch and see how he continues to develop and evolve.
Was there a moment that will stand out for you when you think back upon his rookie season 10, 15 years from now, that where you're just like, wow, that's when you really know he was special?
I think the most interesting moment is I got a phone call after it was a Saturday morning in Vegas. There was an optional practice for Team USA, and it was a Friday night, obviously the night before, and it was in Vegas, and only three people showed up to the optional practice. It was Kobe Bryant, Jeff Green, and Kevin Durant. And at that point in time, I thought, okay, well, we certainly have a couple guys that are interested in getting better, and I was confident that as the season went on, our guys would continue to grow and evolve. We still have a long way to go, but we're pleased with where they are, and I think it starts with their commitment to getting better.
Sam, how far along are you in preparation for the draft, and what things specifically are you looking to do heading into June?
The draft process is evolutional. You're always gathering information. You can be doing that through watching film, making calls, studying statistics. There's just so many different facets to making that decision. Obviously, until we know where we'll be selecting, you just kind of have to continue to prepare and be ready for different scenarios. Our objective is to add the best player we can. We'll have a better idea as to, where we're positioned, obviously, after the lottery, and we'll continue to prepare from there.
If you do get the top pick, those Beasley are obviously out there. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'd prefer not to comment specifically on our strategy, other than to say that we feel good about the draft. We feel good about our opportunity to add a solid piece to our core, and we're excited.
Does the draft and free agency kind of make it easier for you to kind of forget about some of the other distractions going on?
Well, draft and free agency and all the different other things that we have to do as a basketball operation, that's enough for us to focus on. I say this to you guys constantly, and we're human beings. We understand, the situation, but we have a job to do, and we can't allow anything to detract us from making the best basketball decisions that we can.
How in touch with the situation would you say that you are?
We're aware of it, sure, just like everybody else. Everyone would like to have a resolution to it, but my job is the basketball, and I've been very fortunate just to be allowed to focus on that.
If the team were to move, does that affect what you do at all? Would there be any directive to say, hey, we need to win quicker now because we have a new market that we're entering?
Our commitment is to, building a team that we feel like can compete consistently in the Western Conference and the NBA. Regardless of where we are, the plan has to remain the same. The objectives are the same, and our decision making will be the same.
What's your strategy to free agents who might want to know where they're going to live next year?
Well, again, I think we have to gather more information, figure out, as we continue to go, if we have more information at that time. Until then, we have to prepare for different scenarios, and we'll be ready regardless.
A couple more for Sam, guys.
Is it a different type of a challenge, just to have that on top of everything else?
Different's a good word, but I think that for sure that, you know, we just have to be ready to do the best job that we can. And our focus will remain the same. I think organizationally, from staff, players, coaches, people have done a remarkable job this year staying focused on the job that we have to do. And we're committed to putting the best basketball operations together, the best product on the floor for our fans, and to build a team that the community can be proud of.
Sam, have you addressed PJ's coaching future? I apologize if you've already answered this.
PJ and I, as we talked about the last time we were together, sat down and went over different parts of the operation and had tangible discussions. You know, we are, you know, anytime you go through a tough year, you sit down, you have to review, you look at different things. We've done that. We're both committed to continuing to build the best basketball operation that we can, and we're going to move forward.
You made a final decision?
Yeah, absolutely. PJ, you know, PJ and I have sat down, like I had talked about earlier, and went through different areas, and we're committed to going forward.
So will he come back? Or?
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.